Republican who ran lost their race this year. This, despite Emily's List, a PAC that raised money for pro-choice Democratic women. This year, they raised $42 million. $42 million for the right of women to destroy their unborn child instead of $42 million for education for women, for housing for women. We have become the party of the elite. $42 million for the right for women to destroy their children instead of for the right to protect our children from the war in the Iraq, from the environmental chaos, from capital punishment, from poverty. We, the party of the oppressed and the poor and the little guy, have become the party of the elite. Edie Black is going to say a few words. In 1963, I stood before the Lincoln Memorial and I heard Martin Luther King tell the nation about his dream. I heard him say, "I've got a dream that one day this nation will rise up and start to live out the true meaning of its creed. That is, we hold it self-evident that all men are created equal." As I stood there, I made a vow in my heart that the rest of my life I would work on making his dream a reality. And that is why, in the 1960s, I went south as a freedom fighter, and that is why I am here today. Because the great dream of equality for all and personal liberty remains unfulfilled as long as the fundamental right to life is denied. The dream remains unfulfilled as long as 25% of our young are cut down by abortion. And it especially remains unfulfilled as long as Afro-Americans and Hispanic Americans are targeted with over 80% of abortion clinics in their neighborhoods. We here today, as Father Pavone said so elegantly, we are the civil rights movement. And we've got a dream. What is our dream? We dream that every child conceived, however poor, and whatever the color of their skin, be welcomed into the human family and be given the means to pursue his or her destiny. That every pregnant woman be able to face her pregnancy without fear, because she knows the support and resources she needs will be available to her. That we value every person, no matter how challenged, as having a unique God-given role to play among us. and that we honor and care for those facing the end of their lives until the moment God calls them home.
Thank you, Edie. All right, this is our last speaker. Last but not least, and I'm going to take this microphone out for him because he walks around with it. And you guys know who I'm talking about, right? Woo-hoo! He doesn't need an introduction, but I'll give him one really quick. Reverend Dr. Clenard Childress from Learn and Black Genocide is here to tell us how it is. Let's give him a warm welcome.
God bless you, and it is always a privilege to come and address the salt of the earth and always remind you, you will determine the future of this nation and this country. You are the dearest people on the planet. You are the ones that have been called and have answered the call. You are chosen by the Most High God to eradicate the last ills of justice in this nation. God bless you. And I wanted to address you first because you truly are the reason that another generation will come into a nation where indeed, where every life is viewed as sacred and every life is privileged. I have to say this as an African American, but I have to address all the words of foolishness that have been coming out of the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, and also the Joseph Lowrys, and hopefully the secular media picks up on this, and also the Barack Obamas. You cannot represent African Americans when Planned Parenthood has given you 100% rating as a candidate for themselves. You cannot represent a community that's being victimized by the abortion industry. My question to you, especially now in this critical hour and season, why do you walk lockstep with an abortion industry that not only targets African Americans, but targets all women who are in crisis, and you are profiting off of the blood of innocent children and the misery of women, and you want to be president? That doesn't make sense to me. And you cannot allow your voices to go unheard. And I say to you today, know this, that you are winning and you are affecting change in this nation. But you've gathered here today, we've rallied for one common purpose, for one common goal. And that common purpose and common goal, I want to give you like in a parable form today. You're here for child support. You're here for child support because America has to recognize that that is their baby. That is their child. That is your baby. And we've done some DNA testing. Oh, yes. And see, in 1973, we asked you, was that your baby? But you said you did not know. You said you did not know when life began, and you would not claim the child as your own. But that was in another season. And we want now to let you to know we come to announce the test today. We rally for the results today. America, that is your baby. Looks just like you. Struggling, wanting the opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness just like you. Just like you. America, that is your child. And it's time for you to step up and start supporting your child. You promised in your declaration that you recognize that our rights came from God, from the Creator. You promised in the Constitution that that liberty was not only for ourselves, but for our posterity, our offspring, our children. And right now, the test results are in. The DNA is saying that is your child. You need now to support your child. You know, I don't want more justice to be given on Murray and more justice to be given on talk shows than in the Supreme Court of this great nation. It's time right now to recognize that even in the court of law, there was a season where murderers went on death row. But guess what exonerated them? They got a DNA test. And often their sentences, they got full pardon. Well, the test has come back. 18 days, there's a heartbeat. Glory to God. 42 days, there's brain waves. The test is back. In one season, you condemn the child to death. Now, science indeed has already now been able to catch up with our conscience, and we can know that technology now indeed vindicates what we have known all along, that that is a baby, that is a child. And just as it is in the courtroom, we need our judges indeed now to recognize the evidence and truly pardon our children who are sentenced to death in the womb without giving the right for their citizenship or their rights to be able to call themselves full-fledged citizens and people of God. I want to say to you today, hallelujah, we got to address the deadbeat judges. The deadbeat judges, hallelujah, that will not pay their child support, that will not step up and say, we made a mistake. We need to pardon our children. We need to give them the opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So you got to walk until these judges, until America acknowledges and say, those are our children, those are our babies, and they have the right to life. God bless you.